Chapter 48. Charlemagne's. There was a secondary benefit from passing the threshold. He'd unlocked a new primary attribute. By crossing the second threshold of reaction, you have unlocked a new primary attribute, dexterity. It looked like dexterity, or dex, had been unlocked because reaction's threshold bonus affected it. Finn wasted no time bringing up his abbreviated status page. Attributes: Constitution 24, Threshold 2, Natural Healing 12, Threshold 1, Agility 15, Threshold 1, Reaction 20, Threshold 2, Dexterity 14, Threshold 1, Luck 14, Threshold 1. His dex was just slightly lower than his agility. From the definition, it looked like it affected how his body moved as well. Dexterity, dex. This primary attribute determines your attack speed and affects your ability to dodge attacks. Also improves your ranged attack. Other unknown effects. The differences in the agility and dexterity were subtle, but from what Finn could get, the first seemed to deal with large body movements and the second, finer muscle control. The line "other unknown effects" showed he was probably barely scratching the surface. Finally, there was a slight bump to one of his skills, and his magicka creeped up again. Plus 2 of 8 mana threads skill progression point. Plus 10 magicka for improving a tributary attribute by a minor grade. Total magicka, 2,560. Finn didn't have time to fully process the threshold reward, or his skill progression, before he felt a strange pain on his wrist. He immediately knew what it was. Pain protocol. It was walking the line of what the world AI allowed, but link settings could be pushed to the max to cause an unpleasant situation if a user instructed their personal AI to allow it. Finn hadn't wanted to rely on simple vibrations, not with him being hunted. Geneva must have something urgent to tell him. She wouldn't have disturbed him otherwise. Dismissing the Cave of Whispers, he found himself back in the hospital bathroom, the door still blessedly closed. He brought his wrist up to his jaw, and the pain stopped. Geneva's voice conducted through his jawbone again.
Our unknown benefactor has been updating me on the movements of one of the groups hunting you. They have made it clear that this group is to be avoided at all costs. The benefactor conveyed that the people hunting you have been searching the hospital floor by floor. They are about to reach the 8th. The recommendation is to ascend to a higher floor if you cannot evade detection or escape in some other way.
Finn nodded to himself. He'd been planning on changing location now anyway. The threshold bonus was just as good as he'd hoped. His current plan was to make his way to the most distant stairwell. With comms down, the people hunting him wouldn't be able to coordinate well. If he could fight his way past whatever group was blocking that stairwell, maybe he could race ahead of the rest of them and make his way out onto the street. After searching 8 floors, they had to be spread out by now. It was time to fight back. Finn shot up to his feet, full of conviction, and promptly almost fell. With a curse, he realized what had just happened. His body had accelerated upward faster than he'd been expecting, causing him to be slightly off balance. It was his new reaction speed. He'd expected to have to make some adjustments, but it made enough of a difference that even standing was different. He shook his head. He'd figure it out on the fly. Geneva didn't exaggerate, at least not when battle protocol was enacted. If she said he had less than a minute, then he needed to move. Poking his head out of the doorway, he saw the hallway was empty. A couple patients peeked out of the windows of a neighboring room. Finn turned right, heading for the stairwell he'd picked out. He turned left, then right again. He was only a dozen yards away. Walking was strange, but only when he started his stride. Once he got going, there was no difference from any other time he'd walked in his life. Finn peeked around the last corner and, seeing the hallway empty, jogged towards the stairway door, and hopefully his freedom. That was the very moment that 6 men and women wearing black t-shirts turned the far corner and saw him. All of them were holding weapons. 2 had hammers, 3 retractable batons, and 1 had a bat. They all grinned simultaneously and started rushing towards him. He didn't think it was to be friends. 6 isn't so bad, he thought. Which was when 4 more black shirts shouted from the other end of the hallway and started running towards him too. Finn brought both fists up and cracked his neck with a sharp twist.
Let's go!